Australia has by far the largest reserves of uranium of any country in the world. It's not the biggest supplier, but this new mine will make it amongst the biggest supplier and expand the reserves that we have to meet growing demand for uranium. Some of the reserves in Australia are huge. The Olympic Dam mine contains over 30% of the accessible uranium that we know about. It singly is the largest uranium mine in the world. But it's not only a uranium mine, it's a gold and copper mine as well. I think there's a growing rethinking about how we supply energy. We're realizing more and more the consequences of our fossil-based energy supply are environmentally damaging, and that's taking people to have another look at uranium, which produces no greenhouse gases, but of course does produce long-lived radioactive waste, which needs to be secured. So nuclear is having a bit of a resurgence. More and more countries are looking at the potential of meeting growing demand for stationary energy by building reactors. There is a concern that the uranium supply might not meet the demand provided by growth of new nuclear reactors around the world, and there is a need to better understand how the resource can supply that. There is, of course, an urgent need to understand how to deal with the waste. There is, in my opinion, a growing need for this generation to face up to dealing with its own waste, whether it be greenhouse gases we're putting into the atmosphere or waste from any other use of resources. And nuclear waste is a big issue. There are particular issues to do with nuclear waste. There is a hope that future technologies could more efficiently burn some of that waste, so it could turn from waste to resource. But at the moment, it's accumulating at far too rapid a rate and incurring costs for future generations. I think we should develop the technologies to secure it. We have great opportunities here in Australia to do so, but many parts of the world provide equally stable geological environments to provide a home for all the waste back in the earth from which the original uranium came. We have an urgent need to generate new stationary energy supply to replace fossil fuels. The greenhouse gas consequences of rising greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are severe, and many of us are very fearful for what it will do in the immediate future and the costs that future generations will have to bear as a consequence of that. We need to look at all possibilities. Nuclear is one of them. However, it would be no good converting our stationary energy supply to nuclear if we couldn't supply the uranium. So there's an urgent need to understand just how much uranium could be supplied. Whether it's the correct answer needs to be balanced against good understanding of all the other opportunities, whether they be renewables. Some renewables cannot provide reliable baseload power, some can, such as geothermal, but they're unproven technologies. This is a rapidly evolving field. Our challenge is, as scientists, as technologists, as policy advisors working in universities, to provide the full range of options and make the debate informed by the best understanding. That's something we're trying to do in the Melbourne Energy Institute.